One idea for addressing registration problems is the provisional ballot. Following the 2000 election, Congress passed the Help America Vote Act to help prevent a repeat of the registration and vote counting problems that plagued Florida. Part of that law requires states to offer provisional ballots to voters whose names can't be found on registration rolls. But there's still a lot of confusion over when and how those votes will be counted. NPR's Pam Fessler has been following this issue and joins us now. Pam, what's the purpose of these provisional ballots and how exactly do they work?
Well, in 2000, it's believed that about 1 million people showed up at the polls and for one reason or another, their names were not on the rolls and they weren't allowed to cast the ballot. It was either because there were mistakes on the registration lists or in Florida, as you probably recall, some people were purged from the list mistakenly because it was believed that they were convicted felons, but indeed they were not. So Congress passed this law and said that if this happens again, the voters should get a chance to cast the provisional ballot. They get to vote a regular ballot, and that ballot is then set aside until election officials can later check and see whether or not the voter is, in fact, eligible to vote. If they are, the ballot's counted. If they're not, it's thrown away.
Well, this is a case where the federal government said all states must provide provisional ballots, but they left it to the states to determine exactly what that means, which has led to, I take, a lot of confusion.
That's right. Congress said that the voter had to cast the ballot in the proper jurisdiction, but it actually never defined what jurisdiction was. So some states interpreted that to mean that the ballot should be cast in the voter's official precinct, but other states said that the ballots could be cast either in the city or the town or anywhere within a county. So as a result, there have been a number of lawsuits, most of these by Democrats and voting rights groups, that want to expand the rules in those states that say that they have to be cast within the correct precinct. But generally, they've been losing those cases. Over the weekend, for example, a federal appeals court threw out a lower court ruling that would have allowed provisional ballots in Ohio to be cast anywhere within a county. So it's a very confusing situation, and that's why election officials are advising people to find out what are the rules in their states and to make sure that they know exactly where they're supposed to be going to vote.
And so it's really left to the states at this point, and it seems that the provisional ballots in such a close election really are very important, where the margin of victory could be razor thin.
That's correct. And there are also a lot of concerns because we have many, many new voter registrations this year. There will be millions of new voters. Election officials are overwhelmed trying to update registration list. And there's a lot of concern that at the ballot place on election day, there'll be a lot of confusion. And that's one reason that the Democrats are arguing that these provisional ballots should be allowed in a broader area than just a precinct, because people might not know where to go. On the other hand, Republicans say that they're concerned that if people are allowed to vote in other areas, that it could open the way for fraud.
If you have large numbers of people who show up whose names aren't on the rolls and so cast provisional ballots instead of regular ballots, what does that mean for the final result?
Well, it could, as we know, if it's close, it could be days before we find out. What usually happens, and in some places, these provisional ballots, as I said, are set aside, and the next day or maybe a couple of days, election officials will meet in public and determine whether or not the provisional ballot, individual provisional ballots, should or shouldn't be counted. And we can probably expect, if there's a close race, that those will be very contentious meetings and that there could be even further litigation after the fact.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler.